Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, everyone. Welcome into Ron Zedgy today on the second weekend of the month of December. Wow, do we have a show for you this week. My first guest from the reboot of Night Court, John Larroquette, will be joining us. Superstar with a Christmas special, Michael Bublé. From the 1960s, one of the legends of rock and roll, Brian Hyland. Next hour, Scott Polk, lead singer for Foghat. The Dean of Political Strategy, with a new book out right now, Dick Morris. In our lifestyle segment, Carl Renner and Elizabeth Warner, and also a tribute to Norman Lear, who passed away this Tuesday at the age of 101, a tribute to a giant in television. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Zedgy today.
Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
And we're back nationwide and around the world with Ron Zedgy today. The premiere of this television show, Night Court, was on January 4th of 1984. And here we are in 2023 talking about the reboot of Night Court. And here's exciting news. On Saturday, December 23rd, it'll be the Christmas holiday special episode of Night Court at 8:30 on NBC. That's Saturday, December 23rd, 8:30, NBC, the Christmas episode. And then the next day, on the 24th, it'll be streaming on Peacock. And its star is joining us right now, friend of many years, John Larroquette. Hi, John. How are you?
Ron, hi. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for being with us again. It's always nice talking with you.
Always a pleasure.
Before we talk about the success of the show, which has been immense over the past months, I want to tell you, I really mean what I say. Whatever you do, whatever you put your hands on, whether it's comedy, whether it's drama, it just turns out very believable, and I think that's a sign of a marvelous craftsman.
Well, that's very kind of you, you know, and it, you know, Jason Robards once said, if it's not on the page, it's not on the stage. So a lot of credit to writers and the people that are behind the scenes. It's always, you know, I try to pick stuff that I love, and that's part of it, is just doing what you like to do.
Can you see it on the page? I mean, you know, I remember very distinctly a few years ago, I was with Yakov Smirnoff, and he had his routine wrapped up in a, you know, like a little rubber band, and he said, here, I'm going to go on this ride, you hold it. And I opened it up, and I looked at it, and I said, boy, when this guy goes on stage tonight, he's going to die with this routine. You know, this poor guy, you know, I should be warning him. And then I went that night, and that same routine turned to magic.
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes with Yakov, too, particularly, it's, you know, it's his stuff, so he imbues it with a sense of life that probably it doesn't jump off the page at you. He knows what he's going to do with it. But with a script, you, I mean, you look at the lines, you look at the situation, you have to, you know, make a decision whether or not you think this is worthy of your time. And when I read the script, I loved it. It reminded me of my life. It reminded me of the fact that so much of our generation, at least my generation, is going through this, you know, with kids who you think you're done with them, but you're really not.
Well, you know, it's funny you should mention that, because I think that is one of the keys to this show. I mean, obviously, you and I are about the same age, and when you look at the largest demographic out there, the baby boomers, it's us.
Yep.
So consequently, whatever goes on TV that you and I and our age group can relate to, we're going to attract the largest number of people. And boy, I tell you, what the storylines are certainly ones that are very familiar to this kid.
Yeah, they're not that far-fetched either. You know, I think they're identifiable and they're within the realm of possibility. And I think the best humor actually comes from real life situations that are just stretched a bit in the fictional world in order to make them funny.
And you know, the nice part about it is that there are endless storylines. A lot of times you'll watch a show and you'll think to yourself, that's great, but how are they going to get past the third episode? But this thing here go on forever.
Yeah, in this country, I think we'll be fine with storylines.
And I think, John, too, the other thing that you've been able to do is the fact that a lot of times when people have a very, very successful television show, they're only seen as that. I say this affectionately, but for many, many years, Carol O'Connor, no matter what he did as a police officer, he was always Archie Bunker to me. But I do see Dan Fielding.
Well, good. Well, it's probably because he's also, you know, 20 years older than he was. You know.
My hair color has a lot to do with it.
Yeah, the lighter shade of black. But that's, you know, some of that's intentional. You know, I was, I've told the story before, but during the middle of Night Court, I was offered a spinoff of that character to do his own series, and I said no. And whether or not that's a good decision or a bad decision was a decision I made, because that has been the best decision that I've ever made, because it gave me a chance to do, you know, David Kelly, and gave me a chance to do movies that I wouldn't have had the chance to do, probably. And the John La Roquette show after Night Court, because it was, you know, the idea of being an actor is you want to be different people and show different slices of life.
How does it feel to have 5 Emmys sitting on your mantle?
I've said this about the Emmys before, and I really mean it. I mean, the point of pride with me and Emmys is that it's your peers who decides who gets those. And if you're lucky enough to be successful to have a job, you usually don't see the other people in the industry too much, except those who are directly connected with your show, because you're stuck in your own little tunnel of doing your show.
Mm-hmm.
And the Emmys are a chance for your peers to look around and say, you know what, I watch his show and I really like it and I like his work, so we're gonna tell him so. And that's one of the reasons why they're precious to me, is because it was guys like me, you know, the journeyman actors of the world, who got up there and voted for me.
You know, I've often said that really when you win an award that's within the industry, no matter what it is, the best insurance salesman, whatever the case may be, it's always nice to win it by your peers, because you can always impress people outside of the industry because they don't know anything about the business. But when you're really impressing the people inside the walls of the industry that you've chosen, like you just mentioned, that's the real compliment. But you really studied music for a long time. Did you want to be a musician before an actor?
You know, I was a musician in New Orleans as a kid, and when you're born and raised in New Orleans, I think you have to play music.
You have to, yeah.
Jail.
It's a law. It's a law down there.
It is a law, yeah. Yes. And I enjoyed music, but I realized at about 18 or 19 years old that I wasn't a gifted musician, and I do have a bit of a competitive edge in me, and I'm a bit ambitious, and I wanted to be at least try to be one of the best of whatever it was I was going to do with my career, whatever it might be. And I kind of knew music wasn't that, because I wasn't Pete Fountain. I wasn't Acker Blick. I just didn't have the intuitive talent to soar on the saxophone or the clarinet. So I kind of stopped playing. I play for myself now occasionally, but that's when I started in radio when I was 18, right after I stopped playing music, and that sort of led to acting.
Did you play sax and clarinet? Is that what you play?
Yeah.
See, I can relate to that. I played trumpet for many years. In fact, for 12 years. And I had lips far before it became fashionable like Mick Jagger. I mean, you know, it was brutal, you know, I mean, and no girl want to get nowhere near me because I look like, wow, you're right. I mean, it's a tough situation. I was just going to ask you, you were a disc jockey for how many years?
You know, altogether, probably about 4 or 5 on and off. I mean, I worked in New Orleans for a while, took a break, worked in Houston for a while, went back to New Orleans. It was sort of, you know, in the late 60s, radio was, I'm sure, a lot different than it is today. It was less commercial, so it wasn't as stringent. People weren't so cared about the bottom line because FM stations weren't making any money anyway. So when rock and roll first started being played on FM, it was, you know, if anybody was listening, it was a bonus. So it was a lot freer world then as far as programming the station was concerned. And, but in around 1970, when it started becoming popular, and ABC Love came out with, you know, ABC what came out with their Love format, and it became a little more commercially mainstream, I didn't find it as exciting, so I quit.
I think you told me one time you worked the overnights on an FM, didn't you?
Yeah, my favorite shift used to be midnight to 6. In New Orleans, you met the real, you know, the future Cirque du Soleil acts would come by the station.
I think we talked about that because I think I got sometimes buried into that shift myself, and the people that you would meet, they'd call up, and they weren't really there. Hey, what's happening? You know, they were like, it's like the old George Carlin routine, you know? They were just like in another world.
They were indeed, especially in New Orleans. You know?
Oh, yeah, sure.
3 o'clock in the morning, and our station was located close to the French Quarter, so we'd get some strange visits at 4 o'clock in the morning.
That's pretty funny. I heard you mention the other day on the Today Show what a delight it is to work with Christine Baranski, who we had on the show, too. She is a one super lady, isn't she?
Yes, she is, and she's a real talent. You know, I mean, it's hard to find a woman who's as funny as she and as caring as she. And as she takes the job very seriously, but has a great heart and a great sense of humor about it, and works hard and keeps you on my toes.
Is it tougher to bring in audiences these days?
Yeah, I think so. I think so. You know, there's so many more choices that people have, and it's such a shotgun effect of the programming that to get people's attention, I think, is tougher. And the networks, I think, have a hair trigger on pulling shows that they don't think are really scoring in some degree that they can at least have faith in it. So it's tougher. You know, I've said that it's harder to be a success, but easier to stay on the air if you are, because your diminished return expectation is such that you can get a smaller number and stay on the air if it's the right number. Whereas, you know, before that, when I did Baba Black Sheep in the late 70s, we were canceled with a 28 share. Wow. If I had a show today that had a 28 share, they would not stop backing up the Brinks trucks to my house.
Isn't that amazing? Yeah.
It's a smaller audience that you're trying to grab hold of these days, and so if you can grab a portion of that audience, you can stay on the air.
I would love to mention all the credits that you have done, not only on stage, but on the big screen, in addition to what we're talking about here from the television works that we all know you from, but we would be here for about 6-7 months. But I want to tell you that your work is unparalleled, whether it's on the big screen, the small screen, or on stage. You just do one heck of a job. You really do.
That's very nice of you to say.
When are you going to come down to Central Florida and relax a little bit?
You know, I may do that this spring. I owe a visit to some of my relatives in Mississippi, and you guys aren't too far from there, so I may be down there.
Well, would you do that? Let us know, and let us have you as our guest. And don't forget, on Saturday, December 23rd, it'll be the Christmas holiday special episode of Night Court at 8:30 on NBC. And then the next day, on the 24th, it'll be streaming on Peacock, like in radio. What a segue, John. Hey, John, thanks so much for joining us.
You're welcome, Ron.
Okay, our very special guest, John Larroquette, one of the best in our business, and he is back with a reboot of his highly successful show, Night Court, and the holiday special Christmas episode will be Saturday night, December 23rd, 8:30 on NBC, and the next day it'll be streaming on Peacock, Night Court. And our guest, a multi-talented John Larroquette.
Always a pleasure.
We're going to pause for a second, but there is so much more to come, live nationwide and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi Today.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Silver bells, it's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling, hear them ring. Soon it will be Christmas Day.
Ah, that voice needs no introduction. How great it is. Our friend Michael Bublé joins us on the show this week. First met him a few years back. He was doing a private party in St. Louis, Missouri, and it was so nice to see him up close and up front with his orchestra. His special is now streaming on Peacock. Joining us right now is multi-Grammy Award winner Michael Bublé. Michael, how are you?
I'm great, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for joining us. Do you remember that show? It was, I think, at the Budweiser Distributor in St. Louis, Missouri, a few years back.
You know, I remember because I think I met a nice girl there.
Yes, you did. It was probably my wife.
No. I actually do remember it. It was just a long time ago now.
That's exactly right. I was there with Ed McMahon. We were joining you.
That's right.
Yeah, we had a great time then.
That was
great.
I was 11 years old. I actually remember that night. It was great.
It was fun. You were in a tent. Anyways, Michael, congratulations on coming back for this special. Any big names, though, Michael?
Yeah, no kidding.
Holy man.
I mean, I've got Elmo, and it's awesome. I mean, I think, you know, you can tell people and all you want how great TV show you're doing is, your record or your movie, and the truth is, when it all comes down to it, the proof is in the pudding.
If it's anything like last year's, it was sensational.
I swear to you, it's way better.
Really?
I promise you. I think we, you know, getting to do it now every year, you get under your belt, and you get to sort of realize what you think works and what doesn't. I think the whole thing is, I'm really, really proud of it.
I don't want to say anything that may get some of the fans upset, because I was a friend of his, so I don't want to upset anybody, but since we lost Andy Williams, you may be the new Christmas show feature every year. You may take that torch and carry it. You know that, Michael?
Well, you know what? If that's what I'm lucky enough to do, you know, I know that this year it was a heck of a lot to book artists. It was a lot easier this year because, of course, you know, they know that this is, you know, becoming the place to go when you want to promote your record and all of that. And the truth is, man, I sincerely love the holiday, and my family, as wonderfully dysfunctional as they are, like everything, they, you know what? There's a lot of love there, and I love the fact that I get to be really genuine about my love of this holiday and these songs, and I have a lot of reference for him, and it was great to be surrounded by people that I've become really good friends with.
Well, on top of all that, you had the enjoyment of doing this in your hometown of Vancouver. That had to be pretty neat.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it was so loose because of that. You know, surrounded by, I mean, there's a point where I actually have my family on with me, and, you know, for them to see my best friend since I'm a kid, my family all sitting in the audience, really relaxed, and I think people will get it when they see it. This is probably the best thing I've ever done on TV.
Really?
Yeah,
wow.
Probably, yeah.
Now, Michael, when did you tape this?
About a month ago.
Well, that's not too long ago. Sometimes they do this Christmas albums, and I think you probably did last year.
I did, July.
Like, July, you know, a lot of times people will set up the studio like it's Christmas, then go outside, get in their convertible, and go home, you know?
You know, I feel bad for people that don't really love Christmas as much as I do, because there are so many artists that put out these records and these specials, and I know they do it, they're money makers. They know that, okay, I'll sell a few records and blah, blah, blah. You know, I feel bad for them because I know to talk about it as much as you have to when you have a product like this come out is difficult when you don't love it. And for me, I mean, I really do genuinely love it, you know, and so it was easy for me. It was easy for me to record in July, and it was easy for me to talk about last year and again this year. I had no problem with it.
Many years ago, we mentioned Ed McMahon earlier, he and myself and David Foster were talking, and he said, you know, I got this great new young talent, and his name is Michael Bublé, and I tell you something, what a truism that was.
Oh, thank you. Wow. I mean, coming from those guys, those are icons. And that early on, I mean, that's how it all got started.
Yeah. Now, what was it like, Michael, to do this duet with Bing Crosby?
Cosby. I mean, that had to be kind of not only cool, but a little spooky.
You know what? At first, not spooky at all, because, of course, you know, what people won't see is that the duet was actually with a tennis ball. because they put you on a green screen, and you know, through the technology that they have now, I mean, these guys that worked on movies like Benjamin Button and Avengers and all of these great movies, they took control. And when you see it, man, I mean, truly, you can't tell that I wasn't there in 1971 with Bing.
Wow.
The thing is, it's not just singing. It's actually us, you know, talking, and we have patter. So it's pretty amazing to see. And I showed it to people. I actually showed it to some of the men who worked on the Avengers movies and X-Men and all that. When they were blown away with it, I knew how well we had done.
And that only shows your acting experience, too, because, you know, when you're singing White Christmas to a tennis ball, that doesn't have a lot of charisma to it. And for you to pull it off, congratulations.
Thank you. Well, you know, I think that acting is an extension of what I do as
sure.
a big thing. You know what I mean? Just the same way that it was for my idols. It's no different for me. I just, you know, the reason I haven't done a lot of movies and all of that stuff is because of the fact that I got 44 countries that I tour in every year, and it makes it really difficult to have time to really go and sit on a set for a couple months.
Sure.
So I will get into that, though.
And you should, because you'd be a great candidate for that. Crazy Love Tour of last year. Will there be a Crazy Love Tour in 2024?
There'll be a new record comes out. I'll have a tour coming out. I don't know the dates yet. I know this, though, that I put up tickets in the UK to start. I put up 10 nights at the O2, and they sold in 4 minutes.
Oh, my.
200,000 tickets. It's started off pretty well.
Yeah, I guess so. You're doing this recording with Bob Rock?
Yeah, Bob. I mean, Bob is funny because people say, Bob Rock, Metallica, Bon Jovi?
Yeah.
Yeah, but him and I have made this record together. We're about 70% done, and it's a soul record. I mean, it has stuff that people are used to. I mean, I think it has enough to keep people, those loyal fans that have bought 40 million records, happy. But at the same time, for me, it shows growth without alienating them.
The CD that came out last year, Michael Bublé's Christmas, second biggest selling album of the year with over 6.5 million copies worldwide. That's Elvis Presley records. Not records from the standpoint of records. I mean, like data.
Yeah, that's pretty incredible. It's nuts. I mean, it's crazy. I mean, it's, you know, the truth is when I made this record, people ask, oh, are you surprised it did that well? And the truth is, man, I did it with so much love and respect. I was a little more surprised this year when I saw the demand for it. I mean, I just, my mom just called me, actually, because on iTunes, she told me that it's top 10 in every country. It's actually number one.
And you know, the thing about it is, all the fame and notoriety that you've ascertained over the past few years, you still maintain a very humble and down-to-earth kind of thing. And that is, I think, remarkable in this business. I really do, Michael.
Thank you. You know what? As a Canadian, we learn to fake sincerity at a young age.
Yeah, just ask Paul Anka, right? Rod Stewart has a new Christmas song out, too.
Yep, he is. I actually went on his special. I think it's PBS. And
yeah.
God, we've done each other's specials about 4 times now. So God help us. We're probably going to have an Easter special.
Oh, that's great. And a Flag Day one and, you know, Mother's Day. It'll be great.
This is, exactly.
you'll be on to something. Well,
exactly.
The special is streaming on demand on Peacock, the Michael Bublé Christmas special, the enormous talent of our friend and guest, Michael Bublé. Michael, do me a favor. When you're down in the Orlando area, let us know. We'd love to come over and see the show.
I would absolutely love that. Thank you guys so much. Thanks for having me, and have a great Christmas. And those of you who celebrate Hanukkah, happy Hanukkah.
Thank you, Michael. You're a real gentleman, and we'll be looking forward to the show.
Thanks, my friend.
Thank you, Michael. The legendary Michael Bublé, his special is now streaming on Peacock. And I'm very grateful for his friendship. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
USA News Update. The Food and Drug Administration is cautioning consumers regarding counterfeit versions of the diabetes drug Ozempic, which is also widely used for weight loss. The FDA disclosed on Thursday that these fake versions have infiltrated the drug supply chain, prompting the inspection and seizure of thousands of units. Officials advise patients to scrutinize their prescriptions and avoid using units with the lot number NAR0074. Two Colorado paramedics have been convicted in the 2019 death of 23-year-old Elijah McClain, a young black man who was stopped by police, tackled, put in a chokehold, and administered ketamine by paramedics, leading to his death. On Friday, a jury found the two paramedics guilty of criminally negligent homicide, and that marks the third and final trial after two officers were acquitted and one was convicted in connection to the incident. Skip Kelly, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more. gotta say goodbye for the summer. Darling, I promise you this. I'll send you all my love every day in a letter sealed with a kiss.
And that's the music of Brian Hyland back in 1962. And this is Brian in 2023.
We gotta say goodbye for the summer. Darling, I promise you this. I'll send you all my love every day in a letter sealed with a kiss. Guess it's gonna be a cold.
It's very difficult to take a huge hit record as Sealed with a Kiss and do a remake of it and do it so good that it shines just as bright as the original copy 60 years ago. And our guest is the man responsible for that song, along with a plethora of others, including The Joker Went Wild, Tragedy, Gypsy Woman, and of course, Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Yellow Polka Dot Bikini. You've got an inside story on that song. And he's got a brand new Christmas CD out, too, called A Little Bit of Christmas Time. Joining us right now is one of the legends of rock and roll, our friend Brian Hyland. Hey, Brian, how are you? Welcome to the show.
Real good. Thank you, Ron.
I'm really excited for you. I know that our mutual friend and a buddy of mine for 30 years, Mike Franklin, produced this record. And, you know, he is quite a guy. He arranged it, keyboard. Did some background vocals, and Tim Franklin, his brother, on bass. But Brian, why would you take a song that was so much of a hit and re-record it? And I got to tell you, this new arrangement is sensational.
Thank you. Well, it was Mike Franklin's baby. He's been after me. He wants to do the song in this way, with an orchestra and with like a little prelude and a symphonic type of thing. And I was all for it. It came out really good.
I tell you, your vocals on it were just as great as they were back in 1962. And I must tell you that Elvis Presley, they did a thing with him a couple of years ago where they put his voice to a lot of symphony backgrounds, and it sounded great. And that's what I thought of when I heard this, because the beginning of it sounds like you're there with a 50-piece orchestra, strings and everything.
Yeah, I mean, it's fantastic,
yeah,
the way they can do everything.
And let's talk about the flip side now, A Little Bit of Christmas Time, which is another great song that we'll be playing a little bit later on in the show. Pretty song, and I'm sure a song that eventually became one of those traditional songs, you know, like the White Christmases of the world. Wouldn't that be sensational? You'd be living for the next 100 years every Christmas.
I know. Well, this song came about in a weird way because I had the writer, one of the writers is Peter Udell, who was the lyricist for Seal with a Kiss.
Right.
And so I got back in contact with him a couple of years ago, and so I had this gig up in Easton, Pennsylvania, and he said, and we talked, and he said, come on up for lunch. So I went up, and he said, oh, I got some songs. You want to hear a couple of songs? And he played maybe about 10 songs for me, and then each one was better than the one before. It was unbelievable. Then he played a demo of the Christmas, A Little Bit of Christmas Time, and a chill ran down my back. I thought, this is a very special song. And he wrote it with Jack Keller, who is a really great writer. Anyway, so, over time, we did another version, we tried to get it, and then finally, with Mike Franklin, we perfected it, and so that's the one you're going to hear.
Now, out of curiosity, back in the early 60s, it was commonplace for when a singer was having a lot of hits to come out with a Christmas album. Did you ever do that?
No, I didn't. Not at the time, back in the 60s, they never got to me with that.
But this is a great song. I really think it's fantastic. You dabbled a lot in country music for a while after the Beatles came here, which, of course, everybody was in shock after that happened, with an album came out in 1964 called Country Meets Folk, where you played songs like If I Had a Hammer, a lot of standards.
Yeah. Well, that album, and there was another one, there was a Rockin' Folk and Country Meets Folk. And so I was, I was really into that kind of music at the time, and I did those two albums. But, I was always, you know, kind of in the, from the, when I lived in New York, and when I would go out on the road, I would hear country music on the radio,
mm-hmm.
where you wouldn't actually hear that much in New York. Although there was one station that came in pretty good, but, you know, you'd have to be up late at night to get it.
Right.
And,
I know which one you're talking about.
You know, so I would come back into New York and I would talk to the songwriters that I was working with, and I said, man, country music is really getting big. And it was, at the time, I was hearing Farron Young, I was hearing, you know, Marty Robbins, all kinds of really cool country songs. And so we decided, like right after Seal with a Kiss, we did a song called Warmed Over Kisses and Left Over Love, which was kind of, you know, it was actually in three-quarter time or 6/8 time. And you know, and then we did I May Not Live to See Tomorrow, I May Die of a Broken Heart Tonight. So we kind of got into country music a bit there, too.
But you know, the amazing part of it is the era that you're talking about. Let's go back to the early 60s, late 50s, even the mid-60s. You had guys like Ronnie Dove, Glenn Campbell, all of these people that had crossover hits from the top 40 charts onto the country. I mean, Presley did it, and Farron Young, you mentioned,
yeah.
Conway Twitty. There were a lot of songs that were on top 40 charts that were also country hits, and A Seal with a Kiss was one of them.
Wow. You know, I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
A Seal with a Kiss. I know that Itsy Bitsy Polka Dot Bikini made it onto the R&B chart.
Well, let's talk about that now that you brought it up, all right? Because
okay.
I remember, as a youngster, loving that song like the rest of the world, and, of course, picturing this gorgeous girl in this bikini with a great tan and thinking to myself, oh, man, I can't wait to see pictures of the girl with the itsy-bitsy teeny-weeny yellow polka dot bikini. And I have to be totally candid with you. I just learned about an hour ago that you were talking about your two-year-old daughter.
No, it wasn't my daughter, it was the songwriter, Paul Vance, and that was his inspiration. He was at Jones Beach in Long Island, and he was watching her, how shy she was, and she was at the beach for probably the first time, and he was just noticing that, and that idea came to him, and he had basically the whole lyrics by the time he drove home, and that was an inspirational thing for him.
You guys fooled us all, I wanted to. Actually, Brian, when somebody told that to me a couple of hours ago, I went online, I caught a YouTube of you on American Bandstand with Dick Clark, and the bit was a little 7-year-old girl that came out of the cabana in a yellow polka dot bikini. So I guess I was late in learning the whole deal there. It was like learning that Sweet Caroline was named after Caroline Kennedy, which I still can't believe that story.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah,
wow.
They came out with that a couple of years ago. Neil Diamond, I don't think that was the case, but that's what the story was. You studied guitar and clarinet and singing in the church choir, and of course, apparently dropping the clarinet because it's hard to sing with one of those. You always liked music, didn't you?
Yes, I did. I used to dream about music instruments, and then when I saw Elvis, then it was the guitar all the way.
Sure, absolutely.
And that was it.
I understand that there was a contest. This is what I thought was really cool. We were talking about your country album, and you had done a cover of If I Had a Hammer. I mentioned that earlier. And
yeah.
And you played guitar on that, electric guitar, and some disc jockey in New York played the song, but he played it really at a faster speed. The listeners were asked to call in and identify the singer of the song for a prize, and somebody called in and recognized the guitar playing and said it was you. That's pretty good when you get recognized by just your guitar licks, you know what I'm saying?
That's fabulous, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Brian, we're going to pause for a second, but we're going to come back. My special guest is a friend of ours, Brian Hyland. He's got a brand new CD that was released 60 years ago, but it's a new arrangement, and it's on Solar Music. Go to solarmusic.com to check it out and get it. Its flip side is A Little Bit of Christmas, which we're going to play a little bit right now as we go out of this segment of the show, but Brian Hyland and I will be right back with more with Ron Segi today.
Let's go buy a Christmas tree. We can dress it up with pretty lights that shine. Winter's whispering at the door. I'm in the mood and ready for a little bit of Christmas time. Let's go sing some Christmas songs. We'll go caroling with all your friends and mine. We'll hang a wreath on every
you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Back. It's Ron Sedgy today, all across the USA and around the world. I love that song there, The Joker Went Wild, another big hit by our guest Brian Hyland. Hey, you know, Brian, I found a version of something that you did, which I think not only takes a lot of brave vocal cords, but a great deal of talent, and you pulled it off remarkably. I don't know if anybody can do a cover of a Jackie Wilson song and do it justice, but you did that with Lonely Teardrops. Great arrangement.
Thank you. Thank you. That was when I was working with Del Shannon, and we came up with that arrangement and that concept of that song, and I love that song. And I was on a show with Jackie Wilson years and years ago, and I watched him every time he was on stage. It was like a whole week at the Brooklyn Paramount, and I watched his set every night, and we're on the same show.
I have to tell you something. That guy generated more excitement than unbelievable. He had more energy. It was just,
yes, he did.
And speaking about a lot of talent, you mentioned Del Shannon, who we lost way too early in his life. That was a shame when we lost him.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. Yeah, well, you know, that's the way it goes. And Del was, he was very kind of an inspirational person to me. And, you know, and he, I guess, he didn't leave a note or, you know, why he, you know, did himself in. And, but, you know, that's the way it goes.
That's the way it goes. You know, we mentioned, of course, the great hit, Sealed with a Kiss, which, as we are talking about, the rearranged version with an orchestration that is absolutely phenomenal. But that song hit the charts in Great Britain a few years later after it was a hit here, wasn't it?
Yes, that was an interesting thing. They re-released it. They had deleted it from their catalog, and it was just a company, you know, an affiliate of ABC Records, ABC here, and so they got a lot of requests for it from people, you know, say, well, how come we can't get this record anymore? And this is back when they were selling 45s, 1975.
Right.
And so they decided they're going to re-release it. So they put it out, and they put the song Jeannie Come Lately, which was another pretty big hit for me over in England also. When I think it was in the top 10 there. And so they back-to-back, and then it went way up on the charts again.
Brian, the great thing about classic songs, and I think this is a success of bringing them back, is the fact that once you hear them, you know exactly where you were at the time, what kind of car you were driving, what the girl was that sat next to you. You know everything. And when I hear Sealed with a Kiss, whether it's the version from 1962 or 2023, that's the kind of memory that song brings back. Boy, it is, I guess it's a thing about young love that sticks with you even when you're not young and you're not alone anymore.
You're right. You're absolutely right. And I think everybody has a couple of songs that they remember in that way.
Yeah. You still actively tour, don't you, my friend?
Yes, I do. And, yeah, we got some cruises actually coming up pretty soon, and where we're going to be out there in the Caribbean. And I love doing those kind of things,
yeah,
too.
Brian, does your son still play drums with you?
No, he's doing his own life. And so he did for a long time, but he's out doing his own life now.
I know you're down here in Florida now living. Everybody's coming to Florida. We got Joey D over by Tampa, Bobby Vinton over by Naples. I mean, everybody's coming to Florida. Do you do any gigs around the Florida area, like up in Orlando where we do our show?
I got a show booked actually in it's going to be on a show with Peter Noon and the Association.
Yeah.
And that's going to be in March. And I just got here into this part of Florida. I'm in Boca Raton.
Right.
And so, you know, I love to work down here. I've worked in Florida from the very beginning when I first started out, and I always look forward to coming there.
Well, you know, it's a great area for the demo that you and I are involved with. Are you going to stay down here permanently, or are you going to go back up north?
That's,
Cool. That's great.
Yeah.
That's great. Any other productions on the horizon and getting back in the studio with Mike? Mike is a very talented guy. He's played with just about everybody in the world.
Well, I have some songs that I was working on with Peter Udell, who we talked about, that wrote Sealed with a Kiss and wrote the Christmas song that we just played. I'm sure that I'm going to be doing, you know, a lot more stuff. So.
Well, I know Mike, as I mentioned before, we went on the air. His studio is about 3 blocks away from my studio. When you go there, you got to, you know, let me know so that we can have you come over here and maybe go out and break bread together. Again, the songs that we're talking about is the 60th anniversary. If we say 60th anniversary, the song was released actually in 1962. It's 2023, so it's actually technically the 61st anniversary, right?
That's right. You're absolutely right.
That's why I got a D in math, because that was the only thing that I was able to figure out. Go to solarmusic.com/Brian Hyland, and that's the best way to get the new record, right?
Well, yeah, and people can preview it a little bit if they got Apple Music or Spotify or those things, too.
I don't preview it, just buy it. You know, now the east side again is sealed with a kiss, but believe me, ladies and gentlemen, as you heard at the beginning of the show, this is an altogether fabulous rendition of this song, great arrangement, and the flip side, very appropriate for this time of year, a little bit of Christmas time, which I'm sure after this year you'll be hearing it every year. Just think if you had the kind of play that Mariah Carey has on her song, boy, you know, you could buy the ship that you're going to go on a cruise with, you know?
Well, everybody would like to have a song like that. I mean, there's a few songs that that every year will come out, and sometimes they don't. You know, sometimes it takes a couple of years to get a good one. But that was, to me, that was one of the, you know, the song by Wham, I think, is one that I like, too.
Yes, I agree with you. The only one I have heard way too much of is Holly Jolly Christmas by Burl Ives. I could do one year without that one. Hey, Brian, you're a great guest and a terrific talent, and I'm so glad that after 33 years of doing this show that you are able to make an appearance on it. We have to do this more often. You're a talented man, and I'd love to have you come back.
Thank you, Ron.
I really
Thank
mean
you very
that.
Much.
And we, of course, are talking to Brian Hyland, who had a string of hits and still out there recording, also out there touring. If we want to go to see the dates that you're going to be working and these cruise ships, Brian, do we go to BrianHyland.com?
Yes, BrianHyland.com. And also, I have a presence there on Facebook. So.
Oh, good. I'll befriend you when I get off the air today, okay?
All right.
Okay.
Sounds good.
And we're going to go out with a classic tune, ladies and gentlemen. And that, of course, is Brian Hyland's Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Yellow Polka Dot Bikini. Thanks, Brian.
Thank you, Ron.
He was afraid to come out of the locker. She was as nervous as she could be. She was afraid to come out of the locker. She was afraid that somebody would say, "Kitty was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny."
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
That wraps up hour number one of Ron Sedgy today, but don't go anywhere because we have another hour to go. And I want to thank my guests for being on the show this past hour, and they include from the reboot of Night Court, John Larroquette, superstar Michael Bublé with a Christmas special that's streaming on Peacock, and 60s music sensation with a brand new CD out of a remake of one of his hit songs, Sealed with a Kiss, and the flip side, a Christmas song, Brian Hyland. Next hour from Foghat, Scott Holt, the Dean Queen of Political Strategy, Dick Morris, Carl Renner, Elizabeth Warner, and our tribute to the genius of Norman Lear. And that's all coming up next hour, live nationwide and around the world with Ron Sedgie today. We'll be right back.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.